trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Welcome back, guys. Here we are at the Finish Line. Me, Randy, with In-N-Out Auto Salon. We're sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, 365 Club, and its properties, and partnership with Johnny Martin's.
Hello. Yes, that's my spats.
Boys just quiver. It's Ashley.
Hey.
She's got that voice. She's got the voice. You know, we also have a special guest here today. It's our buddy 3G, Greg.
Yep.
What's up, Greg?
How you guys doing, everybody?
So 3G, is that like in competition with 4G on the cell phones or what?
I just never wanted to be too fast, so I just stuck with the 3G. You know not like all it. Facets of our society do you want to be fast in. You know, so I just stick with the 3G for now.
Well, you are in Colorado, so there's a lot of things here to help you slow things down.
That's right. There's a lot of stoplights and potholes on the roads, everybody.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you know what? I tried out. So a couple weeks ago, I saw the news story that they were talking about. If you go the speed limit, they have the light set up so that you can run through town on all greens. That's crap.
Yes.
No, it's crap.
I don't find that to be true.
Maybe the speedometer in your car is off. I have actually some specialty in that area. And that's, you know, if you have different sized tires than you're supposed to, the speedometer in your car will be off. Or if you got bigger tires or smaller tires.
Dude, can we get our introduction before you start laying all your knowledge on us?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Greg.
He's like, hey, we're going to get into all the tires. I'm trying to say, bro.
Yeah. So my name is Greg, 3G Sheldon. I run an automotive vocational school here in town.
Oh, hey, and, Greg. So what do you do?
I run an automotive vocational school.
You said you were the slow guy. You were the slow
engineer. Oh, yeah.
You're quicker than I am.
He jumped right in.
Do you know what I mean? He's not a rookie when it comes to radio.
It's where my passion is. You guys both know that about me. We've been friends for a while. And that's really that's all that consumes me. You know what I mean? Anybody that needs to know any information about me can in the future. But
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We will. We're going to introduce Greg here in a minute. Since, you know, he didn't hit any potholes or red light. He
was not just, that round.
No.
So it has been a crazy week. Real crazy. News stories all over the place. George H.W. passes away at age 94. Tornadoes are ripping through the Midwest just outside of Springfield, Illinois. Yeah. 22 of those bad boys.
That's a lot.
That's just insane.
The earthquake in Alaska.
Holy crap, dude. Did you even know that they had earthquakes in Alaska?
Well, yes.
I mean, I know you on the San Andreas, but...
Which would you guys rather go through, a tornado or an earthquake?
I'm West Coast, so I can live through earthquakes.
Me too, California, so.
What freaks me more than anything is tornadoes. Because you go down to a small room, you come out, your house is gone.
Yeah.
Like earthquake, you might have to pick up a few pictures. Yep. You know what I mean? Your beer fell over. But, I mean, you're in a tornado, you go downstairs. That alone right there, there's nowhere to run.
No. These hurricanes, you know they're coming.
Yep.
Well, yeah, hurricanes, when I lived in Miami, that's actually, you have like almost a week. Hey, the storm's leaving Africa. Hey, it's halfway across the Atlantic. It'll be here in 5 days. Put your shutters on.
Yeah.
Go to the store and get water. Get provisions. It's coming in 2 days. It's going to be here tomorrow.
Get out of Dodge. Don't stay here.
Yeah.
Like you said, with tornadoes or an earthquake, you don't know when it's coming. You know what I mean? You can't really prepare.
You got to think of like the old earthquake of like San Francisco. That's horrible. 9 point, whatever that huge one was.
Big one.
And that's all from old buildings. And what they've done is time has changed so much. You know, we're going to get into a few things later, like electric vehicles. Are they good, bad? You know, because times are changing. But all of Alaska, where they hit right there in Anchorage, from everywhere that I've read and news articles that I've read or listened to on the radio, all those buildings are all kind of new age and retrofitted. I'm almost positive there wasn't one death. There was a few like sprained ankles. I mean, you're going to get into a few items that you're going to fall and stuff like that.
Right.
But all those buildings are all built to withstand, you know, and they're sitting on like 12-inch shocks. Hmm. So the bottom's shaking, the top's like, well, what's going on, you know? Yeah, so they've...
Would feel scary.
Yeah, it's not all rigid. So, you know, like, be rigid, then it's going to crack, you know, with any kind of movement like that.
Speaking of rigid, there's a vacuum name, you know, brand rigid. Those things crack.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, that's just been a weird week in review. Gosh, just so much going on. And then, you know, welcome to wintertime, guys.
It's here.
Last month of 2018.
Yeah, but we've been snowing since like Halloween, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I've been preaching it, what, for 2.5 months? What's our 14th show?
I don't know. I don't know if I trust your counting these days.
I can't count. I can watch in detail.
We'll have Bob tell us.
Yeah, Bob's
on it.
If the count is higher than 10 and he's got to use more than just his fingers, he's not reliable. That's what what I've gotten from.
I got 10 toes, too.
I was going to say, there's
you know
what I mean?
Toes.
Please leave your shoes on. Please. I think we all appreciate it.
Well, this is a small room, so yeah, I'm not going to take the boots off. Oh, Bob says we are in episode 14.
You are right. I stand corrected.
Wow.
Very nice.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day, Randy.
That's right. Today, I'm right once. And so...
Yeah, one more time today.
I've always preached since the beginning of this show, if any of our listeners have been here since the beginning, because it's not been that long, but hopefully you keep listening. Tires, 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 tires. You got to have good tires, especially in Colorado. I mean, we've got extreme weather. Let's face it. We're in the high desert. So make sure you get your tires checked, guys. I mean, that's...
Speaking of tires, I've got a question for you, two car guys.
Okay.
Do you swipe your tires or do you not swipe your tires for the winter?
What? Can you repeat the question?
Swap your...
Swap?
Swipe. Siping? Sipe? What do they call it when they like slit them sideways?
No, you're not supposed to cut your tires.
No, you don't.
No, you buy winter tires and then you get them siped. Have you not heard of that?
That's maybe something they used to do back in the day.
Don't do it anymore?
I don't know.
Tire technology these days has come quite a ways. If you look at some of the Blizzak tires from, the early 2000s, late 90s, and you look at the Blizzak tires from today, the WS, probably they're up to 90 or 95 or something now. And you can see that there's, in the ribs of the tires, you can see all the lines that, separate the tires. So that's where the snow goes when you're driving through it. But you don't want to...
And I think maybe, and it could be an older thing, because my mom is the one that called me. She was concerned that I got new all-weather tires, but I didn't have them sipe the tires.
Well, here's
the deal.
I'm pretty
sure I'm saying it right, am I?
You're absolutely okay. Saying it right. And so what I've looked up so far is they do that. It's cutting thin slices across the surface of a tire to improve your traction for driving on snow, wet, or icy roads. And it also, I guess, helps displace the heat when it's overly hot. So I would imagine in Vegas. Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. But, yeah, apparently you do a 90-degree cut in your tread, and it's easier to tell. Well, and I think we know what it is. It's almost like think of a bunch of papers, because I actually have seen it, right? So they do all these little cuts in there. So instead of having like maybe a 1 inch, you'll have like 20 little
ones.
So it's almost like windshield wipers for your tires.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, this is our first segment. We're going to get into a few things here today. I know that we want to try to get as much done as possible. We're going to bring up the skills trade gap because there's a lack of people going into any kind of skilled trade. We're going to talk about Chevy following Ford because they're ditching all their cars. How original for Chevy to go ahead and follow Ford again. but electric cars, and are they actually better or worse for your vehicle with the batteries? That being said, Ashley, you know how to take us out of here.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, 365 Grand Club, in partnership with Johnny Martins, and we'll be right back.
Here at the finish line in segment two, and man, let me tell you about what we're talking about over the break.
Good stuff.
Ashley's like, when we try to break this show down, we try to give it some segments. Ashley's like, do I have my new segment? Do I?
Yeah.
I'm like, relax, girl. I got this, so we're going to jump in right into her new segment because that's going to segue right into what we want to talk about or even be kind of what we talked about last week.
It definitely ties into what we talked about last week. So I don't have a lot of news, but very interesting, and this just in. The California Highway Patrol had some trouble pulling over a Tesla Model S early Friday morning after the driver was determined to be asleep behind the wheel of the electric sedan while it was operating on autopilot.
I'm not DUIing, man. I'm not DUIing.
The Model S was traveling at 70 miles per hour, which is above the posted limit. When the officer pulled alongside the car, he reportedly noticed that the driver appeared to be asleep while the car was in motion.
Get out of here.
After a few miles, attempting to wake the driver with lights and sirens, another police cruiser joined the pursuit, and one of the police cars positioned itself in front of the Tesla, which caused it to slow down, which is part of the normal autopilot operation. All in all, it took about 7 miles and 7 minutes for the Tesla to come to a stop in the right-hand lane. It took officers a few more minutes to wake up the driver, who was taken to a Shell station where he reportedly failed a field sobriety test.
So my question, who's responsible for the DUI? The car or the driver or non-driver?
Yeah, he's sleeping. He's non-driving.
Because, I mean, these are the things that we're coming. These are the things that they're going to have to reevaluate when it comes to laws in cars. Because I don't think it'll be but 5, maybe 10 years at the most that cars are going to be fully autonomous. So, okay, I was riding a horse and I had, where I used to live, we had a few horses and we'd drive it and we'd ride the horses around to need exercise. Cop pulled up next to me. I got a beer in my hand. Cop's like, I'm going to give you a DUI. I'm like, why? The horse knows this whole trail. Same thing with this car. They're going to have to.
It's wild.
Revamp their whole system. I mean, I understand what you're saying and having autonomous cars in the next 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so many different things that are going to change. Just think about Uber and, the Lyft and what we have here in the city, Z-Trip. That's going to change a lot even for the employees, especially with insurance. I mean, how is insurance going to deal with this?
So who's going to be responsible? Is it going to be the car manufacturer because their car failed? Or is it my car? Or if you hit me, do I sue the car manufacturer?
Sue everybody. Today's society says sue everybody.
You need to go to California. I moved away from California for a reason.
Right.
Because everything's, I don't like the way you're looking at me. I'm going to sue you. So
I have a feeling that they won't be able to sue the car manufacturer if they're putting some sort of warning label, like you must stay alert, hands on the wheel while driving in like autopilot.
Yeah.
If they put some sort of disclaimer in there, then I feel like the automobile companies would be kind of
I'm a little split
off the hook
both ways. Because why? I like a 69 Camaro where it's, I could step on the gas and it yanks me back.
Right.
I also like the Tesla dual motor. Step on a gas. Well, step on the pedal. It knocks you back.
Yeah.
So one of those things we'll have to just come back on. But that's a great little story that you found there, Ash. And I'm sure there's going to be.
I'm sure there's going to be more to come on all this. So
that's what I mean. They're going to keep us busy for a minute.
They will.
Speaking of cars like Teslas that have batteries, I do want to mention that our boy Steve over at American Battery, he and I have been kind of talking. He's been trying to figure out, what we're going to do as far as like an ongoing promotion, because we want to make sure that we take care of our sponsors and we want to make sure that you guys go and visit them. So what we've kind of come up with is if you mention the Finish Line and you go in there, you can get 10% off of the purchase of a new battery. And we're going to run that as long as he's a sponsor, which is awesome.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And hell of a deal.
Yeah, heck yeah, dude. You know how much batteries are? I mean, here's the deal. You go to like Walmart or you go to somewhere else, like, a big box store, you're going to spend you're going to spend a lot of money for batteries.
It's about $70 to $120, I would say.
Easily. Unless you get into a diesel truck or a deep cell battery, like a battery for my camper's $200 and it takes two of them.
My car was like $200.
So $20 is a lot. I mean, take your wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or kids or your neighbor's wife. No, just kidding. Just take somebody, take the $20 and, get them a coffee or something. That could be used for Christmas presents.
It's true.
So if you guys want, go over to American-Battery.com and you could check out their full inventory. They've got a bunch of stuff. So everyone, I don't know what the last statistic is on how many people have cell phones in the country, but if you need a phone charger, a backup battery, a trickle charger, I know I put my Harley, I have a trickle charger all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't replace that battery at the beginning of the summer or spring.
Yeah.
You just set it and forget it. He's got battery chargers. He's got so much stuff in there. You got to think of think of the kind of society that we're in right now, that we're doing solar, wind, and all that, we got to store that energy somewhere, right?
It's true.
We store those on batteries. So what a great sponsor to have than Steve over at American Battery. You know?
Yeah, he's a nice enough guy, too.
You know Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's rad. He's a vet. He's veteran owned. Mm-hmm. His father was a vet. He's a good guy. He'll be in here next week, too.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
So that's rad. But yeah, go to American-Battery.com. And you can get anything from a jump starter to a phone charger to a maintainer. But yeah, we'll talk to Steve more about that next week.
Next week, if you remember, ask Steve about how replacing batteries in your Tesla or in your Prius or in your Volt or whatever, you know, all these electric cars. See what kind of what that industry.
See, I knew if we gave Craig enough time, he'd get right into our groove because you already know what we're talking about next. That's the Tesla battery. Talk to Steve. Tell him to get a battery charged pause button or mute button anytime you have to cough. But no. So, you know, here we were talking. We were at Johnny Martin's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Having lunch. And we got on the topic. We're going to go zigzag. I know you guys are looking at your notes. We'll get to the other points here in a second. But I just thought it would be a good point to get right into that mm-hmm. Tesla battery.
Yep.
Because there's an ongoing debate, at least, you know, we were having it over lunch.
Yep.
And I know I hear a lot of people talking, I'm going to electric car because I want to protect the environment. You know, well, are you though?
There's a lot of pros and cons to that, Randy. One of the concepts is that you are not utilizing our fossil fuel of gasoline.
But are you? How do you charge the batteries?
Or so it's that's one of the selling points of the, you know, the electric car.
Because I'll tell you, hold on real quick, Greg. I'm going to intervene real quick. Because where I live, there's a couple days out of the morning, I'm stuck at a flipping railroad.
Oh, yeah.
And what do I see? 700 cars full of coal. And what is that doing? Creating power.
It's true.
So where do those batteries get charged? Through a power outlet.
Agreed.
So one way or another, coal's being used.
Yeah. Unless you live in one of those fancy societies that have wind farms and all that kind of stuff.
Like Palo Alto, where the Tesla got pulled over for DUI.
Yeah.
Pulled over in 7 miles.
Seven miles.
Yeah. And so so there's a couple of issues with people thinking that these electric cars are all green. You have to get the battery from somewhere. That's, you know, and those materials are mined from... Where was it? Chile, down South America?
I think that's where we said was like Chile. We looked into Chile, South America, Honduras.
Right. And everything has these lithium polymer batteries these days. Everybody has a lithium polymer battery in their cell phone.
Yep.
All the kids' toys. I mean, you guys remember hearing about the hoverboards that were exploding, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's one reason why highly regulate the kind of stuff that you can bring on an airplane because they explode. They're pretty volatile if they're not used properly.
Well, you know, I'm pretty biased on most of my products, but I don't ever remember hearing of like an iPhone exploding.
Well, something tells me you wouldn't even if it did happen. So anyways,
yeah, I'm moving on.
Moving along here. Some of the other issues with the electric car is that, like you said, you are using electricity to power the vehicle. And one of the things that we've discovered is that if you charge your electric car at night between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., you save about half the amount of money that you normally would if you were using electricity during peak times, which is from what we read, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, because when they boast that you're getting, you know, you're going to fill it up for, you know, what do they say, like 83 cents mm-hmm. a gallon, mm-hmm. they're doing that. And this isn't any industry. You're not going to just say, oh, you know what I mean? Because I'm not dogging Tesla. I'm a big fan of Tesla. I think he is a genius.
Very good cars.
Yeah. He's also a good salesman. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already selling tickets to outer space, and he hasn't even made the ship yet.
Nah.
So I got to give him a little credit on that aspect. But when anybody's selling anything, they're going to highlight the good attributes and kind of
minimize
any of the small. So when they give you those numbers from what you and I were reading over the article we were reading,
yep.
they did it like in the most electric friendly town on wind turbines. They've got underwater currents with the sun that never stops blazing at like 21 kilowatts per hour or whatever. But in all reality, we pay electric bills both at our house. Well, I own a business. You have your shop. You have your shop. So, you know, we know what electricity costs.
Right.
And during peak hours when it's the summertime and everyone's cranking those AC units, you're almost pushing, according to what we read, and there's multiple stories on this, you're pushing upwards of $5 a gallon or a mile.
Averaging 20 miles per gallon.
Averaging 20 miles
per
gallon.
That's what they were saying, is that about, it would equal about $5 for a gallon to bring your electrical.
In peak time. So I would say like California, you know, they would be one of those. And, which is so funny, because those are the biggest tree-hugging, loving, miracle environmentalists in the world. And I got a Tesla, and I'm saving money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's not break their dreams now.
What do you mean? They are the dream. Everybody wants to live in California. Unless you grew up there, and you can afford to leave there.
Maybe that's my problem.
And then
when
you get out of there, you're like, you guys are all bat crap crazy.
You know? I like to go and visit. That's what I like to
do. I'm going to visit. It's a great place to visit.
Just like Massachusetts. Boston's a great place to go and visit, but living there is not for me. Not for most people.
Why not, dude?
You want me to park the car, do you?
Hey, okay, dude. Okay. Hey, listen. Forget about it. Ashley, why don't you go ahead and take us out on break, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You have to work on that Boston accent, Randy. This is The Finish Line. You're listening to Randy and Ashley, brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, 365 Grand Club, and in partnership with Johnny Martins. We'll talk to y'all later.
Well, guys, let's talk first and foremost. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Steve over at American Battery. We're going to talk up Havana Grill. They've got some bomb food. Get your butt over to Havana Grill. I mean, they are just amazing. Closest to Cuba you can get with being in Colorado. 365 Grand in their properties. You guys got a ton of properties.
A lot of properties, yep.
Start by going to the Johnny Martins.
Start there. Absolutely. And then maybe go see a show at the Gold Room.
Yeah. So we've talked and touched a little bit on our battery situation. We got into Tesla. We want to make sure that Greg, let's talk about Greg. Greg, you used to be a social worker. Is that right?
That is true.
And why did you, or how did you lose your Massachusetts accent?
Well, I grew up in Western Mass. And so
is there a difference? I mean, I thought everybody were from Massachusetts was just a pure mass hole.
I mean, I do still have that mass hole mentality. I kind of endorse that. You know, I kind of welcome people to light the wick with me.
Both ends or just one end?
That's for me to know.
Okay.
And so I really never had an accent. I lived in Boston for a few years, and it was fun and exciting, but that's when I started off my social work career. So then I moved back to Western Mass and was... maintained a residential facility for kids. It was like a last stop before juvie hall.
So you were the guy that like helped out kids.
Yep, kind of like a big brother / crazy uncle Charlie Harper. I've played that role sometimes because you really have to be friends with them and develop a relationship. And if you just kind of utilize the conforms of the rules of this of the agency that you're working for, you can't really build a relationship.
Right.
I once gave a kid a shirt off my back to go to a job interview, and my boss told me that that was a boundary issue. I told her that if that situation came up to me, I would do the same thing.
Respectfully. And I can appreciate and respect that. You
100%.
Know?
So while I was in my role as a social worker, I had a school meeting, and they taught there was a vocational school, and so there was an auto shop teacher, and I could tell you nothing about what happened in that school or in that meeting. All I could tell you about was how I could become an auto shop teacher. That's all I could think about. There's really no set way of doing so.
So let me ask you, were you always involved in cars?
I was always a shade tree mechanic, rebuilt the engines in a couple of cars. My car is the Mitsubishi Stereon, for those of you that grew up or before the 80s. That's just the car that I've always loved. You know, they're unique and nobody else has them. And that's kind of the way that I...
So when did you move out here? So social work out there.
Yep.
Did you create your gig out there? Or did you say, hey, I'm going to move somewhere else and I'm just going to completely redefine and redevelop who I am as a person?
Right. So I was working as a social worker, and I went to that school meeting, and I knew that that I was driven to become an auto shop teacher. Like, that was my mission. That was my goal here on this wonderful planet we call Earth. And so I quit my job, went to tech school, a post-secondary institute. And the biggest thing I learned there was how not to be an auto shop teacher, which is a very valuable lesson, but not worth the money that I paid to go there. And then I spent the next 5 years as a technician, just learning the trade. And then I worked as a manager shop. And so I knew all about the industry, because if I'm going to teach to the industry, I've got to know, you know, every aspect of it.
Sure.
So,
fast forward. So now you've gone to that. You fast forward. You get here. You're at Colorado Springs.
Yep. And I always thought I was going to work for a public school, but instead of going and having a boss and having to tell me how to teach kids and all that, I founded my own school.
Nice. And what is that called?
It's called Auto Shop Vocational. Auto Shop Vocational PBC, which is a public benefit corporation. For the listeners and you guys that don't know, a public benefit corporation is kind of in between a nonprofit and a for-profit. I can still give out tax-deductible donations as a charity, but I don't get the tax exemption from, you know, purchasing things and stuff like that.
Sure. So your main objective, which this is what drew me to you when you and I first met,
mm-hmm.
Okay, this is where I was like, this dude's solid. This is where I'm on with it. Because in my opinion, you're keeping kids away from robbing my house.
Yep. Or right? And stealing your car.
I don't care about stealing the car. That's insured. You know, it's the things I have in my house that are replaceable. Yeah, yeah. But also stealing cars. And you know what? For me, and anyone that's listened to the show long enough will realize, no, I was homeless at one time. I ate out of dumpsters. Everything I've done was self, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So to have something as cool as that, so you work with kids that you know are otherwise not affluent, right?
Right.
That probably don't have the money, the backing, and or the home support, you know. Because I come from a broken home,
right?
And I've done everything that I could to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So you are that crutch and that guy to say, hey. And this is what drew me towards you, is the fact that you're like, hey, I work with youth that I'm going to teach them how to do at least something, right? Change oil, change a tire,
give them some kind of skills,
understand timing belt, rotation of tires, change a windshield wiper blade.
Right.
Something that they can actually get themselves going in life,
yeah.
Because who knows where they can go from there. After that, the sky's the limit, because you're giving them hope,
yep.
You know, when they otherwise didn't
and
have
worth.
It.
Yeah.
And so, like, dude, you, my heart bleeds.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
For what you do.
Thank you.
And that's why I always want to be a part with 3G,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's his nickname. Everyone here's got a nickname but me. I'm just that old cranky bastard that owns that overpriced detail
I didn't know
shop.
I had a nickname.
You might be cranky, but you're not a bastard.
Oh, yes. I was until 10 years ago. I found my dad. So I was and grew up that way. But it's okay. You know what I mean? I just got into Game of Thrones. I'm the bastard kid. If anyone watches GOT, that's me.
So what we teach is I utilize what we call experience-based learning. The Germans had it right when they talked to the two different learning styles. There's knowledge-based, which is you read it, hear it, see it, and experience-based, which is you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our public schools are based around knowledge-based learning, and that's not right for every kid. I'm an experience-based learner. I struggled with languages. I struggled with sheer memorization. And there was the kids in the classroom that could read it twice and memorize it. And then the next day at the test.
That's not me.
I would shake my fist at those people because I don't have that ability. I was stuck there making flashcards. You know what I mean? For this and that. And I'd have to go through them 10 times a night before, 5 times the next morning, and a couple times before the test just to be able to memorize.
Well, in all honesty, I just would sit next to the smart
one. Smartest girl in the class.
You know what I mean? In fact, I'm going to digress because we are both a fun show at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A couple of years back, I hired this girl. I was running this hail shop in Denver, and a very, very intelligent young lady. And her and I were going back and forth one day about how this and that. And I go, what do you mean? I go, I would have just hired, I hired you, because she was asking me if I even knew what I was doing. I said, well, yeah, but you obviously are more efficient at it. That's why I hired you to do it.
Yeah.
I go, in fact, you'd be the kind of girl that I'd sit behind and I'd cheat off of. And she goes, that ain't right. And I go, what do you mean? Dude, that's exactly how life works.
Yeah.
You got the smart people like you and the people who figured out like me.
Yeah.
And I figured it out. That's why I hired you back.
Wow.
I didn't cheat off you, but somebody else did. And if I didn't hire you, they would have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to digress.
No, that's all right. That kind of leads
another reason why I wash cars for a living.
So I tell the story about, you know, how I became a founder of Auto Shop Vocational. A guy told me a story about how he, when he was in tech school, and they were taking a test, and the instructor caught a kid cheating. So the instructor went over, you know, stopped everybody, told them to put their test down and flip it, you know. And so then the instructor ridiculed the kid that was cheating. And
Shouldn't do that in public.
That's true, especially these days. And so then he asked the class what they thought should happen, what should be the repercussions. And so my buddy that I was talking to, he said that everybody thought that the kid should fail the test and that, you know, like the kid next to him should get an A. So my buddy raised his hand and said, well, you teach us that in automotive, you use whatever you can find to get
the job,
to get the right answer.
Yep.
And so he said, you teach us that you use the internet, you use the skills that you have.
YouTube University. Yeah, I am not against.
I still use it every day. And so then, the instructor was like, my buddy got an A because he had a great answer for it. He also let the kid retake the test in a room with nobody else. And so, you know, that's what they say, is that utilize all your resources. And simply, back when you were in school, you were just utilizing your resources to get the job done.
I've owned my own company and business since about 14 and a half, mm-hmm. right? I just can't work for anybody. I am who I am, and I respect that, but I was able to recognize that at a young age.
Was that because you're not employable, or?
It's just because I don't like stupidity, and I'm full of common sense, and common sense isn't common these days.
That's true.
So if I have somebody that's employing me and they're an idiot, I have no problem letting them know I'm an idiot,
yeah.
And they have no problem firing me. So if that's unemployable, yeah, I'm unemployable.
I'm also unemployable. I know that, you know, if I'm going to make any money or if I'm going to do and you know keep everything going, then I have to be I have to work for myself.
Yeah,
you know, and that's one reason why we started the school and kind of gotten this thing.
It's managed. A good school too. I've the kids are great. I've met a few of them.
Well, yep. The art that they do
and
too.
The art that they do. Mm-hmm. They've worked on my car a couple of times. So yeah. Well, let's not go that far. Yeah. A couple.
It is a Dodge. I mean, it's been worked on several times.
But no, it's a great school. The kids are awesome.
And a great cause, too. Yeah. So
absolutely great cause.
I know that you guys are starting a new program. We got about 30 seconds. Why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about that program and how people can help out with your vocational school there, Greg.
Okay, so we're going to start this fundraiser. It's called Auto Shop Value Club, where the members make an annual donation. And for that, you get a discount with all of my partners. At the first year, it's all of the automotive partners. So you get 20% off of tires, windshields, general service repair, paint and PDR, you know, clear bras, and like I said, anything you need for your car, you get 20% off. And if you have any partners that you think would be interested in, I'll go out and reach out to them. And so the partners make an annual donation to the school in exchange for
discounts and perks and stuff like that. We're going to revisit this because even though we are out of time, I completely believe in you, Greg, and what your cause is. So we'll come back to this. Ash, take us off to break. We'll get back with Greg.
And this is The Finish Line, presented to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, 365 Grand Club, and Properties, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and we will be right back.
Here we are, rounding turn four at the finish line. It's me, Randy Martinez. I am the owner of In-N-Out Auto Salon and Hail Repair Center, located off of I-25 and exit 138, directly across from the World Broadmoor Arena. If you've ever been on I-25, you've seen my shop.
Can't miss it.
Ash, she is the one and only. You are the GM, General Manager of Johnny Martin's.
Correct.
And they hold a handful of properties, right?
A handful.
At the very least.
At the very least.
You got girls with pasties on at the Gold Room.
At the Gold Room. Woo! We sure
go
do.
See, what is it called?
Burlesque.
Burlesque. I won't even say it. It's on the radio. But then you also have, what other shops?
The Famous Steakhouse. Springs Orleans. The Antlers Hotel. The Mining Exchange Hotel. And there's a few other properties, too, that have been picked up here. But it's,
can't talk. You got to go.
I can't talk about it yet.
You got to go into Johnny Martin's if you want to know.
Johnny Martin's is by far my favorite of the 365 properties.
I like it. Thank you.
Congratulations as being the one, the only.
Right.
The GM of Johnny Martin's.
The only.
You're the GM of JM.
GM of JM. Yeah, that's a tongue twister. Well, you can do it, though.
I love it. And today we have our guest, Greg 3G, with his vocational school. We're very, very happy to have him.
Well, thank you for having me.
We have Havana Grill. It's also a great sponsor of ours. They just got to sign the contract. But I love their food, so I'm going to pump them and push them until they actually tell me no. But we have Steve over at American Battery, who's offering 10% off of his batteries. If you mention the Finish Line, they've got car chargers for your phone. They've got trickle chargers for your boat, your RV, your jet ski, your motorcycle. Go see Steve, mention the Finish Line, check out Steve. They've got a lot of cool stuff in there. But before we left, we were finishing up the topic with 3G. What? Dude, you can't smile. That is your nickname, bro. You know what I mean?
That's true. I get it.
You are 3G.
I know.
And it's what sticks.
It is. That's been since middle school. Let me tell you the story real quick about the 3G. There was three Gregs in my middle school class out of probably 25 kids. And the teacher asked the first kid, the first Greg, be like, so you're Greg. We got to figure out the nicknames for you guys. So she asked the first Greg, what's different about him? He's like, I don't know. So then she asked me, and I'm like, I'm Greg with 3Gs. And so she pointed me out as 3G.
And, there you go.
That was,
So you're the pioneer behind the whole network service of 3G.
Back when that was a viable thing.
Was your teacher the one that came up with the satellite towers and stuff, the towers?
She very well might have. I mean, she was a pretty bright woman.
I would go back and see if you get royalties on that 3G.
I do get a free cell phone.
From who?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, okay, because I'm serious. I would go to whoever came up with 3G and be like, look, bro, this was my name since middle school. I just want like a fraction of a point on every cell phone sold.
Yeah.
Because then we'd really have a kick-ass school for you to teach. I'd even quit my job and go teach. I mean, I don't know what I would teach.
I mean, everybody's got to, you've got to learn how to clean your car and detail that somewhere. You know, I actually was watching that on TV the other day where they spray steam through the vents to kill all the bacteria and stuff.
That's old news. We've been doing that at my shop for like 2 years.
Yeah, but that's something I never thought about. You know what I mean? I don't make cars look good. That's your job.
No, it is.
I make them run good.
And here's the deal on that. We are actually going to be starting a DIY clinic at In-N-Out Auto Salon.
Really?
And it's going to be free to the public, so you can send your kids our way.
Yeah.
I have no problem teaching anybody how to clean their car and maintain it. The cool thing is we're also a retail detail supply store. That's a tongue twister. So we have 22 product lineup. We have everything from an iron buster. We have a degreaser. We have a leather cleaner, glass cleaner. We have polishes, compound. We have polymers. We have towels, detail brushes. Wow. You know, the whole thing is to try to teach as many people as they can, kind of what you're at, to where they don't have to spend, you know, X amount of dollars to get their car done.
Right.
You should have some sort of passion doing it yourself.
Yep.
Now, I understand there's people who are too busy to do it themselves or like the job that we do, so we're always going to be there for that.
Yeah.
But
and then there's the people that have take pride in doing it themselves, just like the, you know, any do-it-yourselfer. You know, I'm actually waiting till I get, that retiree that just retired from, you know, whatever industry he was in. He's kind of bored at home, always wanted to know a little bit about his car. And so then he wants to take my class. You know, it's 10 weeks and $2,000.
He needs a hobby.
So it's just something that he's always been interested in, and he's got the time to do it. I'm waiting for that guy because I'm going to give him
two
high fives.
Greg, I'm going to tell you right now, they're here. We're in a military town. There's a lot of guys out there that are going to be just exiting the military.
Yeah.
That they don't have many tanks to work on.
Right.
That are very, very, adequately, hand-eye coordination. They understand how things work.
Yep, they got the fundamentals.
Right. Speaking of, which is a great, man, you are a good segue. You know, we're going to call him Segway.
Segway. That's all your right. nickname.
That's your nickname, perfect. Segway.
He's got two wheels and people fall off him. Okay,
he's
good.
He's got two nicknames. I'm still waiting for one.
yours is...
We just can't tell you yours on the...
Okay.
You stop it. But, so, we were talking today when we were over there at Johnny Martin's having lunch. Which, by the way, your penny, your, was it shrimp?
Oh, the pasta. It was
that shrimp penny was off the chain.
It's decadent, and guys like me don't use words.
I was going to say, that's like a 3 or 4 syllable word. We work on cars. Yeah. I mean, that's like abnormal.
Camshaft, 2 words.
What's 2 words, 1 syllable each?
Yeah, right.
But you sound smart when you use a camshaft. It's almost like a double syllable, right?
Yeah.
So when we were talking over lunch, we were talking about the skills trade gap.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's kind of defined as there's a lot of skilled tradesmen out there. There's all sorts of different industries for that. And what it is there's a lot of the baby boomers that are retiring, and there's not enough youngsters or even, you know.
Let's just face it. They're trophy prized kids that yep. were like, you could be anything, but don't
trophy
have to
prize.
Do anything.
That's a new term for me.
Well, you get a trophy. Here's your prize. You didn't do anything for it, but second place is good.
Yeah.
You know, because when we were growing up, no, it's not. If you lost, you lost. Go home, put your head in a pillow, cry for a few minutes, go outside, and learn how to swing the bat a little better, son.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's not, oh, you get a ribbon. You're doing great.
Participation.
So because of that, and we did a little research on that.
Yeah, we did.
That why would, and we kind of are on the same fence, but on each side, but kind of teetering on both sides.
Agreed.
Because first and foremost, again, I will reiterate, we don't talk politics on this show, but they want, well, let's say they figured out, school systems figured out some way or another to monetize the fact that we're not going to teach them how to do automotive, we're not going to teach them economics, because when I was in high school, we had economics.
Mm-hmm.
So they taught us how to balance a checkbook. They taught us about the 3 legislative branches. They taught us about economics. They even had a home economics course. Where you learn how to sew if you ripped your pants.
I made that sweatshirt.
Oh, I did too. It's 80-20. Women and girls and boys. Yeah.
One sleeve was definitely longer than the other, but that's okay.
Maybe you weren't sewing up a sleeve. You had the first rendition of a condom.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like, but all those things, all those classes are gone.
Yeah.
And what did you find, Greg? You said that you saw because they're starting to specialize.
Yeah, so really what it's come down to is that, the skills trade and, you know, training these people is expensive. You know what I mean? You have to have equipment. You have to have material. And you have to have all this stuff. And it's expensive for schools. And, you know, I mean, they're getting budgets cut, budget cut, budget cut, budget cut, budget cut. That's all we hear. And then the most expensive classes that you're going to take are going to be cut first. So then they utilize that, and now we have all these post-secondary institutions.
Like you leave high school and you have an option to either go into college or go into debt on some trade school.
Yep. And so even if you do go into debt and you go to the trade school, it's like 25, 30 grand. And I'd say I don't know the numbers on this, but I know that a lot of the people, I don't know if it's some, most, or a few like the guys that I went into automotive with, they're not working in the automotive.
Let me tell you something real quick. The only people that I know and heard stories of have had these vacational. I want to step back real quick. Most of the people, because I do have friends that make killer money, right? They climb these poles. They're very, very smart. They do absolutely nothing on their laptop. They sit there and watch a bunch of codes. They go through work for cell towers. They're like, and as my poker buddies, I'm like, well, what are you doing? He's just waiting to see a zero. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I got to watch his whole screen. When I find a zero, go through and delete it, upload it to that tower. I go, you make 100 grand a year doing that? And he goes, yeah. I go, well, what skill is that? You're looking for a zero. That's an algorithm that could be caught by somebody else. So the only people that I see, which really sucks as us as a society, is the happiest people that could tell you about their education are the ones on the commercial.
It's true.
Mm. It sucks. Mm-hmm. So I want to have this conversation. I want to bring you back. Can I bring you back in 2 weeks?
Sure.
I mean, I'd love to just pick your brain in like 2 weeks.
I'm done. I'm game for that.
Because, I mean, we're coming around that final stretch on the finish line. And we are going to, Ashley, you make sure that we come back because I want to talk about the skills trade gap.
Yeah.
I get so mad sometimes that we don't have enough time, but I'm going to bring you back. In fact, Steve will be here next week from American Battery. So in 2 weeks, which will be like our final broadcast for the year before we finish up, you know, for the year, because obviously everyone's going on vacation. Yeah, you're coming back in 2 weeks. We're going to finish the skills trade gap. Because I think that is...
We'll do a little more research and kind of get a little more information for everybody, too.
Okay.
Sounds like a good way to go.
Fascinating topic.
Most definitely.
And something that is, something that we can have a social impact on.
That's what I'm about. I don't just want to be here blowing hot air and wasting all this good air. But for now, why don't Ashley, you take us out of the finish line.
And that's it for this week on the finish line. KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, 365 Grand Club, and Properties, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your hosts, Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.